Track 11, David Clayton Meets. I don't know if any of you remember Roy Waller. I'm sure some of you do. Well, David Clayton has been reminiscing about the times he and Roy spent travelling around the country to various football venues. Over to you, David.
We're getting towards what you could call the business end of the football season, and following Norwich City Football Club's trials and tribulations has never really been easy. But it got me thinking back to the days I used to travel around the country with Roy Waller, who was Radio Norfolk's famous football commentator. And he would go to the away matches as well as doing the home matches. And the away matches were always an adventure. And I didn't go on every one with him, but I'd go on some to help with the driving, because Norfolk is a long way from anywhere. And I remember particularly going to Barnsley. Now, Barnsley play at a ground called the Oakwell. And we got there quite early because Roy was always a stickler for setting off at the crack of dawn and getting there about 3 hours before kickoff, because he wanted to get himself set, get the equipment plugged in and make sure he knew where he was sitting, which was often a bit unpredictable. So we get there quite early to Barnsley, and there's not many people about, but one or two stewards are assembling. And Roy, being a good old Norfolk boy, and me being a Yorkshire lad, I say that because it's relevant, He knocked on this gate to get through to the ground, and a chap opened it and he said, "Oh, hello, I'm Roy, I'm from the BBC, we're doing commentary a little bit later, but we've got this equipment, could we leave it somewhere and then go off and have some lunch?" And the chap from Barnsley said, "Aye, lad, put it in me hut." And Roy said, "I beg your pardon?" He said, "Put it in me hut." And Roy didn't have a clue what he was saying. Being a Yorkshire lad, I said, "Roy, he wants you to put it in his hut until you come back later." So we had a laugh about that, put it in me hut. So we go off and have something to eat, come back to the ground a little bit closer to kickoff time, and we were up in the commentary box, all ready to go. And of course, when it's an away match, I couldn't hear what Roy was doing. He was commentating downline with a pair of headphones on the microphone. Of course, I couldn't pick up Radio Norfolk in Barnsley, so I couldn't hear him. I just knew he was doing the commentary. But fortunately, sitting next to us was a hospital radio service for Barnsley who were transmitting on a little transmitter, so you could hear it in the ground. So I plugged my earphones in and listened. And yes, the lads in a broad Yorkshire accent were doing a commentary on Norwich City versus Barnsley. Except during the first half, they kept referring to our player, Adi Akinbaye, as, "Oh, now the ball's gone to Akinbaye." Okay, so it got to half-time and they kept calling Akinbaye, Akinbaye, Yorkshire twist or not, I don't know. So at half-time, I went over to them very nicely and said, "Look, hope it helps. I'm from Norfolk and I know Norwich City. It's Akinbaye." And they went, "Yeah, all right, lad, thank you very much, Akinbaye, right." So I put the earphones in the second half, and all the way through the second half, they referred to him as Akinbaye. Never mind. That was Barnsley, one adventure. And typically, when we went to away matches, long before sat-nav in cars, you only had an atlas and a rough idea of where grounds were. So we went to Huddersfield for another away match, and Roy was fairly certainly remembered where the football ground was, but wasn't entirely sure. Of course, we're getting there at about midday, 3 hours before kickoff. So what he did was, he was driving this bit because I'd driven the first leg, and he's driving, he said, "Ah, it's ever so easy to find a football ground. If you don't know where it is, look on the skyline, you'll see the floodlight towers. They'll stick up and you'll know the ground is there." And we drove for a bit in Huddersfield and he said, "Look, there's the ground, there are the floodlight towers." So we drove towards where the floodlight towers. He said, "I tell you, it's the easiest way." Turned left into a railway marshalling yard. Good old Roy, we had some laughs.
Thank you, David. And I do have a certain sympathy with those commentators. The pronunciation of footballers' names is something I dread when I'm reading the news for Chatterbox.